Narrow knowledge, one off.
Hey everyone, it's Nick, your Nero Knowledge podcast host. I am coming to you today with another one-off. This is pretty much going to be the last one of the 2020 season here. So as we come to an end, I do have a few guests that I'm still trying to get on, but one in particular that is signed up and lined up, ready to go. And she will again be starting off a brand new year. It is Dr. Laura Huey. She was the one who started off 2020 and this whole podcast itself. So not only thanks to her, but everybody else who was listening and continues to listen, and how much we've grown since then. I mean, in a sense, we started off international because she is and was running. She was the director of the Canadian Society of Evidence-Based Policing at the time. So technically already an international podcast, right? Because just over the border into Canada from here in the United States. But grown to now to, as some of you may have seen, well over 10,000 downloads at this point. Who knows how many listens, because I don't even know if the way this gets tracked for podcast purposes is super accurate, but plays versus downloads versus listens, starts, stops, everything else is all different between iTunes, Spotify, and everybody else under the sun. So again, at least 10,000 downloads, who knows how many listens in over, 30 some odd countries, almost 400, if not already over 400 cities and on six continents. So thank you everybody who has continued to listen and make this a podcast everybody wants to be listening to. So I thank you for that. And also to her, as I will when I do the interview with her, but to Dr. Laura Huey for coming back on and starting yet another year into hopefully another long and, but to this time, prosperous year, right? 2020, a little bit of a mess. Besides that, though, do also have another little piece. I am being interviewed as well. As those details come out, I will let you know where to consume that. But it is going to, it's somebody I've been speaking with, somebody I think we all should pay a little attention to what she's delivering and offering up. But she is going to be interviewing me, putting me on the other side of the microphone, so to speak, and get that going. So when that comes up and to fruition a little bit more, I will give you those details. But today, really what I wanted to get into, and I'm just going to touch upon two little topics really quick, because I think they need to be fleshed out a bit more in further episodes. Before I jump into those things, one of the things I do want to mention, what's the best way to talk about this? The whole change that's coming of the show, I think, is going to be something that everybody might enjoy. And I know we have a hard time sometimes breaking away from our work day. And at the times that I want to be doing this, what I'm getting at is what I'd like to do is a live broadcast. Hopefully once a month. We'll see how it plays out. So if everybody can do me a favor, anybody who's not following me on Twitter, I will provide a link in this as well. I am going to put a poll with this episode or somewhere close by. Actually, just pin it. How about that? We'll just pin it in Twitter, and there'll be a poll for the next 7 days, so all the way up until Christmas Eve. And what I would like to see is if that's something people would be interested in, and if so, are you willing to jump on? Because I am trying to find a good platform to stream to multiple services, and I'll let you know which ones those are when I can figure out which ones to stream to. But have the ability for people to call in or drop it in a chat, right? Similar to Zoom in a sense. And maybe I'll open up the Zoom thing and have people who can pop in and provide some questions to the topic of the day. So I will be trying to structure that a little bit more, but that's one of one of the ideas I got going on for next year to do a few changes. So not just the podcast and hopefully more video for you folks. People want to see what's going on, who my guests are, and what we're talking about, how that's going. Again, that live aspect and hopefully getting people to chime in or watch as it's streaming. I think it'll be a good way for us all to kind of get together at a moment in time and share things that we are going through or need help with, and then be capable of communicating with each other, maybe how we might address it or resources to go search for at that point in time. So sort of like a larger meeting in a sense, and hopefully we'll have the ability to get somebody on in order to be there with us live, somebody maybe hopefully from academia to express their concerns or give in their advice of what we are talking about at the time. So that's my idea. Again, I'll have a poll. Let me know what you think, as well as what topics you might want to chime in with or hear discussed, as well as maybe some time frames as an idea of when people might be more readily available, and we'll try to figure it out from there. But to get this this on track a little bit as well, as opposed to those updates, being simple, simplifying things, and it's something I think we all kind of want to be doing and have a hard time looking at and getting done, right? Why do we want to make it simpler? We have such complex thought processes, complex way of doing things. I mean, think about some of your queries in Microsoft Access that are just if this, then that, and pull this, and trim that, and left this, and right that, and middle. And it gets a little hectic. But how do we start simplifying some of our processes, right? How do we cut out some of this? I mean, trim the fat, so to speak, but really make this a meaty and worthwhile process. And it's a matter of reviewing some of our processes and just streamlining them and figuring out what we can cut out. Do we need certain things that no longer are valid, or you know, we're doing just to have busy work? I know some people who have made comment to the fact that they do monthly reports and they're several dozens of pages long. Who consumes it? What is the purpose of it? Right? And that brings me about to the next topic for this, in a sense, and that's the end game. And I know a lot of you who've listened have heard me talk about that before. And we need to keep the goal in mind. What's the goal of either the product that we're putting out, the query that we're writing, the analyses that we are doing? Because if we ask ourselves, why are we doing this and who is it for, right? Then we get an idea of where it's supposed to be, the information that's supposed to come out of it. That way we can then effectively give it to those who need it, the audience that it's supposed to be for. And I think with those two thoughts in mind, then we can really kind of solidify the work that we do and the information that we put out. So simplify as well as endgame are two of the things that I feel pretty strongly about in terms of, again, where do we want to go? What's our goal? One of the great questions too is, you know, if we're implementing something like CompStat in our agency, does it meet or have the definitions that we need in order to make sure who's supposed to be there, what their jobs are, what ours are as analysts within those kind of meetings and those analytical products? And does it meet the criteria for maybe the mission statement or the goals set forth by the police agency itself, or your prison agency or whatever agency you work for? Does it get us there? Do these meetings help us get there? Or are we just wasting our time? Because time is one thing we won't get back. And if we are doing product and putting forth effort that is completely useless, basically, at that point, why are we doing it, right? Because what we want to do as analysts, all as the collective, is get things to be known about what's going on and help affect strategies, whether they're tactical or strategic or operational, to help become more effective and efficient. And so, again, I leave it as those two points of simplifying and knowing the end game. And we'll get more into that, I think, next year and have more of those conversations. I think that would be two good ones for people to work through and talk about, maybe get some tips on the table in order for us to, you know, kind of evaluate what it is that we've got and where we're going with it. So that's all I got for you folks today. And again, I hope everybody has a great holiday season, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus, whatever everybody celebrates, and enjoy that as well as the new year that's coming around. I know a lot of vaccines are coming out and being made available at this point, so I don't think 2021's necessarily our year. I'm hoping 2022 at that point, but we'll see where it goes from there. We can only, you know, hope and look towards the future, right? And just make sure that we keep a positive mindset as we go forward. So with that, I wish everybody well. Be great to each other, and look out for that poll. Look out for some of the new stuff coming up. And if you have any questions, ideas for me, feel free to drop them my way, either on LinkedIn or Twitter. You can find me at Nero Knowledge if you haven't already on Twitter. I have some conversations with people on there. You can shop the training videos, a membership program on my website, www.neroca.com, N-I-R-O-C-A.com. And there you can find yourself a membership into some great training videos for crime analysts. And then LinkedIn, you can find me as Nicholas Roy. Right in there as well. So if you have anything else, like I said, send me an email, nick@neroca.com, N-I-R-O-C-A.com. any of those outlets or venues are easy enough to do, reach out to me, and let's make 2021 a strong year and super growth for crime analysts and crime analysis itself. With that, again, everybody have a great new year, and I will see you in 2021. Another great episode of Nero Knowledge. Thank you for listening to the podcast. And remember to share, subscribe, rate, and review the podcast on your favorite service. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me at nick@neroca.com. It is nick@neroca.com.